have to select a spotless lamb?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Eve, without blemish. That's what the angel instructed.
Well, how about this one?
Yes, he'll do. I wish I didn't have to do this.
Adam, I'm sorry, too. Awfully sorry. Had I remained by your side there in the Garden of Eden, all this wouldn't have happened.
I know, Eve. You did wander from my side, and we did sin. So we must do what is necessary to accept of God's plan of redemption.
But why is it necessary to kill that lamb?
Well, this lamb represents the Son of God, the Lamb of God. When I raise my hand to take the life of this lamb, it signifies that someday man's hand will be raised to take the life of the Son of God.
Then you have to take the lamb's life and offer it as a sacrifice?
No, I don't have to. God doesn't force his will upon anyone, not even the angels in heaven. But God has ordained this sacrificial ceremony and the awfulness of taking life as a perpetual reminder, a penitential acknowledgement of sin, and a confession of faith in a coming Redeemer. It impresses upon our minds that it is sin that caused death. Eve, we have never seen death, except the fading and withering of flowers. And as I take the life of this innocent lamb, I must remember that it is our sin that made this ceremony necessary. With great personal suffering and painful knowledge, I now take the life of this spotless lamb.
A son. God has given us a son, Adam.
A baby after the likeness of our own selves.
His name shall be Cain, gift of God.
Another son.
Abel. Cain and Abel. Nice sounding names. And they're nice boys, too.
And in the progress of time, Cain and Abel grew into young men.
What are you going to do today, Cain?
Pull the weeds from the garden.
Oh, why don't you take a day off from your garden and come with me to the fields?
Amid those noisy, smelly sheep of yours? No, thanks.
Sheep have individuality. Those vegetables and fruits you work with have nothing at all, except back-breaking work.
I don't mind tilling the soil, watch things grow, harvest the results.
And I love to care for my sheep and lambs. Hear the song of the breeze through the leaves of the woods. Read the wonders and feel God's love and presence in his great outdoors. I have the
faith... Both of you are going to take a holiday today. This is sacrifice day, remember?
Oh, I had forgotten.
Do we have to offer sacrifices today? I'm busy. Won't tomorrow do as well?
No, Cain. Why do you always complain and question authority? You know very well that the sacrificial ceremonies are very important to your mother and me. It was our sin that made them necessary. And it's God's great love for all of us, including you, that established this ceremony pointing forward to the salvation from my sin. You will offer sacrifices today. Understand?
Yes, Father. I still don't see why all this is necessary. In the first place, I don't believe in killing, not even a lamb. In the second place, it takes time and material to sacrifice. And the angel said that work is a blessing. Well, I'd much rather work than do this.
We're almost finished.
Yes, just with building the altar. Then there's all the other procedure we have to observe.
But Cain, you know as well as I do that this is a test. A test to you, to me, to future generations, of our faith in and obedience to the Word of God.
I can believe and obey without all this.
There. My altar's finished.
So is mine. They look exactly alike.
They are. They're built according to God's instructions. I'm going to get my sacrificial lamb.
So am I.
See you here just before sacrifice time. Cain, where's your lamb?
Right here.
But that's fruit, not a lamb.
So I offer fruit that I myself grew. God should be pleased that I offer him the product of my own labor.
Cain, you know God commanded us to offer a lamb. Surely you don't...
I don't need your advice. I don't want it. I'm older than you. I guess I know what I'm doing without being nagged by you.
Oh, Cain, please. You know that God won't be...
I know I'm not going to take any more of this nagging from you. You offer what you want to on your altar, and I offer what I want to on mine.
And so, God of creation, show thy approval of my offering by bringing fire from heaven and consuming this unblemished lamb. And come, Messiah, and save thy erring children from their sins.
And so, God of creation, show thy approval of my offering by bringing fire from heaven and consuming this fruit, the product of my own labor. Show thy approval, O God, of this fruit offering by showering fire from above to consume it. God of creation, I plead with thee...
It won't do any good, Cain. God said...
Mind your own business, will you? O God of love and understanding, I have brought this fruit as an offering.
But God had not respect to Cain's offering, and Cain was wroth and his countenance fell.
My offering is just as good as Abel's, and he thinks he's better than me, just because his offering was consumed by fire. Someday I'll show him who's who around here, him and his better-than-thou attitude.
And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him.
Cain, where is Abel thy brother?
I know not where he is. Am I my brother's keeper?
The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth.
And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden.